Peter and Bobby and see what they're doing tonight and maybe play some rope. Yeah, baby, we could. Yeah, now we can do this or we can do that. But baby, we could stay right where we're at.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Hamas media office says over 210 people were killed and at least 400 wounded in Gaza today during an Israeli operation that rescued four hostages being held by Hamas. Doctors Without Borders calling the situation at the Al-Aqsa Hospital in Gaza a nightmare. Meanwhile, in Israel, thousands of protesters of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government gathered again today for a demonstration. Gili Keshet, after learning of the return of the four hostages.
It was a happy event. It was great, but we still have a long way to go. We still have over 100 kidnapped there, and we still have this ongoing war that we don't know where it's going.
Protesters say they still want Netanyahu to resign. They say they want to bring an end to the war and want the rest of the hostages released. More frightening shark attacks. A woman seriously injured in Hawaii and a hunt for sharks off the Florida Panhandle. This after three people were bitten there. Two are in critical condition. This is ABC News. Sources tell ABC News the Trump campaign wants vetting information from a short list of candidates for vice president, including North Dakota Governor Doe Burgum. Senators J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, and Tim Scott, Representatives Byron Daniels and Elise Stefanik, and former HUD Secretary Ben Carson. ABC News Deputy Political Director Avery Harper.
Many of those folks turned up at the New York City courthouse to support him amid his hush money trial, and all of these folks have been very visible in their support for Trump. Trump says that he is going to make that decision and announce his pick during the RNC convention. Time is ticking. That happens in just about 5 weeks.
The U.S. women's basketball team is going for its eighth consecutive Olympic gold medal in Paris. ABC's Brian Clark says a notable name will not be there.
Caitlin Clark did not make the final group of players selected for the U.S. women's basketball team for next month's Paris Olympics.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect, the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, nice day with a high in the low 70s. And more sun and up to the mid-70s on Monday. Increasing clouds Monday night, a chance for showers and thunderstorms looking into the first half of Tuesday. Then sun returns late and high near 80. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to live until I die.
That's Clay Walker, Live Until I Die, here inside RC Social Saloon. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Hi there, Rich Cassidy. Thank you so much for hanging out. And I tell you, one of the things I love about hanging out with you inside the saloon is you and I were cut from the same cloth. We love that 90s country like Clay Walker. And another great 90s hit, we'll go back to 92 with Sawyer Brown, Trouble on the Line, in a moment after Chris Young's latest, Chris Young Love, Saturday Night.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves it. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot, lighters to good girls that can't keep from falling, for bad boys that their daddies don't like. drugs, young love, and Saturday nights. Shops sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves us. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you've got someone more than me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line, and tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice, and if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line, tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. There's trouble on the line, tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Go Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Home is where my heart is still beating. again. I hate to see her cry when I'm leaving, but now I'm 1,000 miles away again. And she feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. And when she looks thinks I'm never coming home, but I miss her pretty smile, and I'm coming back in a little while. But I'm 1,000 miles away again. She feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'm behind her. I'll always be there for her. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. Carolina, California, like home's not so far.
That's Parmalee, number one, and Carolina here inside RC Social Saloon. Those guys have been getting the short stick, the raw end of the deal when it comes to nominations at the ACM Awards and the CMA Awards. They truly deserve, in my opinion, my two brain cell opinion, and it's just an opinion, I think those guys at least, at minimum, need to be nominated each and every year, and they have been shut out now for a number of years. These guys continue to make hits, continue to have number ones, and put on a great, fantastic live show. Mark Wills on the way, Tracy Lawrence, and back to our list of what you should not do if you plan on coming into this woman's cookout. We'll see if it relates to your cookouts. Hang on.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is, getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet? And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson today.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch
toes. I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. And like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. Was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Start your engine.
Eric Almirola to the inside of Justin Allgaier. He is almost able to take that spot. They're going to race door to door down into the S's. Now he'll advance. A.J. Allmendinger, he wants to take the spot. He's door-to-door with Sheldon Creed.
Tonight on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Zip Buy Now Pay Later 250 from Sonoma Raceway. Now, here are Brad Gilley and Mark Garrow.
On a gorgeous Saturday afternoon here at Sonoma Raceway, the Xfinity Series officially kicking off their second half of the regular season. 13 races down, 13 to go. This race number 14.
It is race number 14, and here at Sonoma, we are picking up where the Xfinity Series left off last week at Portland, and that is with Shane Van Gisbergen at the front. In qualifying earlier today, he led down the fastest laps. He will start on the pole. Just to his outside will be NASCAR Cup Series regular Ty Gibbs. Mark, not ready to engrave the trophy yet. A lot of people favoring Shane Van Gisbergen, but this is a race. It's not a fast car contest.
Absolutely. A.J. Allmendinger in that group. Sam Mayer, you can't forget about him. Justin Allgaier, he too has won a road course race on the Xfinity Series. A lot of different storylines. We'll talk to some of the drivers, as a matter of fact, when we return to Sonoma Raceway.
The Zip Buy Now Pay Later 250 from Sonoma Raceway is brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo, talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Today's broadcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Also protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance, and cover your furry friends with pet health insurance. All that from Progressive Insurance. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Thank you,
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway, where we are getting set for today's NASCAR Xfinity Series Zip 250. The 38 drivers who will start today's race are about to be introduced, and we have three O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters behind the stage ready to talk to them. Brett McMillan, Wendy Venturini, and Alan Cavano. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Alan Cavano, let's start with you.
And I found a WNBA superstar. Kelsey Plum's going to give the most important words here. You just dropped 18 points last night, and now you're here at NASCAR. Welcome to NASCAR.
Thank you. No, I'm super excited to be here. This is so fun. I can't even put it into words.
I know there are nerves associated with being a professional athlete, but you have to say the most important words here today. Are you nervous?
I feel like it's going to be hard to mess that up. I did a lot of research. I'm not going to be Ric Flair, but I'll be all right.
Well, that's great to hear. Thank you for being here. Congrats on making the Olympic team. Go get us a gold medal and enjoy your NASCAR experience.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
To Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Justin Allgaier. Great run last week at Portland. Everything but the win. How about today? You got a great starting spot.
Oh, well, everything but the win last week, unfortunately. That was pretty disappointing, but at the same time, we got another back-to-back road course and come here to Sonoma, such an awesome racetrack. You know, the new surface is really good. And we have a special paint scheme this weekend. To have all the brand partners and Rev 1 Energy, Trademark Nitrogen, and Precision Build on our Chevrolet Camaro is really, really good-looking race car and a car that I think has the speed to try to go win the race today. So strategy is going to be important. Tire conservation is going to be important. But I think you're going to have to let loose a little bit and throw caution to the wind and go try to win this thing.
It is a cool-looking paint scheme. Black stripes down the side of it, man. Great-looking car for Justin Allgaier. Starts fifth, Wendy Venturini.
I'm with Jesse Love. Jesse Love starts sixth today here at Sonoma Raceway. I just heard you say to Shane Van Gisbergen you had a nice gift for him because he's fast. How do you feel about your car today?
Yeah, I told my mate, SVG, I got him a flight back home for free. He'd be first class and right back to Australia. So, he's obviously really good, and that's the guy that I've been looking at for SMT all day, trying to find a little bit of speed myself. So I'm going to roll off six. I feel pretty good about it. Got a fast wheel in Chevrolet. And overall, I think that, we're right there in the hunt for a really good finish. Just got to clean up a few small things, but I think we got a good race car that makes a lot of speed.
What's the toughest part of the racetrack for you, Jesse?
Honestly, I'd say the cookie-cutter corners, the turn 11, the turn 10, like the corners that turn 4, they feel slow, and for some reason I'm having a hard time getting off those corners with some good drive. So I'm going to try to move some speeds around, move some things around myself inside the car, and try to make some more grip out of it.
All right, have fun out there. That's Jesse Love. He starts 6th. Let's head over to Brett McMillan.
Here with AJ Allmendinger. Well, this is the home game. How special would a win here be for you?
Yeah, it would be it'd be huge. We got a lot of family and friends here. People that I've known that have known me basically my whole life. So yeah, hopefully we get this LC Chevy closer to the front. We're close, but we definitely need some more. But we'll do everything we can and try to make it happen.
All right, good luck today.
Thank you.
AJ Allmendinger starting in that fourth spot. Alec Cavana.
And I'm with the driver. Everybody will be chasing Shane Van Gisbergen. Do you like being in that position? You are the hunted one today.
Of course, it means you're on pole. But there's some fast cars here for sure. And our race runs yesterday, there was a lot of people very close to us, so it's not going to be plain sailing for sure. And these NASCAR races, anything can happen, and it seems to. So, yeah, try and stay out of trouble. See how we go.
He'll have the best view to start. We'll see if he can get to victory lane. Wendy Venturini.
John Hunter Nemechek starting 7th today with some dual Osco Safeway Albertsons colors today. We were just talking to Shane about he is very fast here. What have you learned about your competition out on the racetrack this weekend? Have you learned anything from watching their SMT?
Yeah. I mean, Shane has definitely been the fastest guy here this weekend. And coming from a road course background, he should be, theoretically. But overall, he's been fast. There's been a lot of cars that have been fast. So seems like Ty's fast. We were pretty quick. I messed up my final round qualifying. We probably should have qualified third or fourth. So I feel good about our Toyota GR Supra. I think that we can tune on it throughout the race. Just getting out of the cup car, hopefully that helps me a little bit. But it's definitely sunny. It's starting to get a little bit slick. So we're going to lay down some rubber and hopefully hold on and be there at the end when it counts.
All right, have fun out there. John Hunter Nemechek will start 6th. Alan Cavana.
Starting on the second row will be Austin Hill, coming off a great run at COTA where he finished 2nd. What's your biggest challenge today to get the victory on a road course?
Well, I think that, we're starting up front, so that was kind of one of the biggest hurdles for us, is make sure we had track position with our Bennett Chevrolet. Once we start the race, it's just going to be track position, try to stay up front, try to minimize mistakes. This track is super fast with the new repave, but you can still buzz tires. You can spin them up whenever you want to. So I think you got to balance how hard you want to run to not make the rear tires too mad and get them too hot. But also you can't lose track position. So it's kind of like a fine line there. I think once you get settled in and you get rolling, if I have a little bit of a gap, I'm going to have to probably manage my wheel spin on exit to make sure I have something longer into a run. But feel really good about our car. I think everybody at RCR, ECR's done a phenomenal job this weekend. We really stepped our game up from Portland weekend. We struggled there, so we have a really good car today.
Austin Hill starts third today, and he's confident, Brett McMillan.
All right, Cole Custer, you're at a bunch of races here in the Cup Series, finished in the top 10 here last year in the Xfinity Series. How much has this track changed with the new repave?
Honestly, I mean, it still feels like the same Sonoma. It's just going a lot faster, you know. I mean, the cars, it's still just as technical. It's just as hard to get around. It's just everything happens that much faster. So you definitely have to have your car underneath you. With how fast the corners are now, it's really hard to keep the car underneath you. But I think it's the same deal if you can really grind away at it today and try and keep yourself clean. You'll be there at the end. So I think we have a solid Haas Automation Ford Mustang. Wish we were a little better, but I know our guys are the best at being there at the end of the race, so we'll grind away at it.
All right, Cole Custer starting 12th today, and we'll be back with more pre-race from Sonoma Raceway right after this.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts, drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Stop by and see them in the vendor area to purchase yours today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Sonoma Raceway is proud to bring a new sponsor to the track with today's Zip 250. And joining us is Janal Shaw, the Chief Marketing Officer for Zip, to tell us about how the Buy Now, Pay Later company was founded.
You know, our founder, Larry, started Zip because he knew a working mom who couldn't get credit to buy a bike for her kid. And, you know, we've done a lot of research even in the U.S., and we know that over 100 million Americans today are deemed financially underserved. And they often report unfair treatment by financial institutions. institutions, like being denied loans or being charged exorbitant interest rates. So we feel very passionate about helping our customers build financially responsible habits and, you know, to achieve their dreams. We take a lot of pride in seeing people as much more than their credit score. And that's really the spirit of who we are. And our product can be used to buy smaller or bigger purchases, including, you know, essentials, paying bills, to shop online and in store. We have found that, you know, buy now, pay later services can act as a lifeline to provide support, to spread out payments and manage expenses more effectively.
Zip is also introducing a brand new company brand ambassador with WNBA star Kelsey Plum, the grand marshal for today's race.
Her journey and story embodies focus, ambition, grit. She is an inspiration to our customers. You know, we see her values resonate very strongly, not just with Zip as a company and who we are, but also our broad customer base. You know, for us, we could not be more thrilled about this partnership. She's breaking barriers. And, you know, what's not to love about that?
PRN would like to thank Zip for their support of Sonoma Raceway.
Time now to take a look at some of the top storylines coming into this race. Again, it begins the second half of the regular season for the Xfinity Series. And right now, Brad, pretty close, tight battle at the top of the standings.
It is a very close, tight battle at the top of the standings right now. And when you look at the racing that we've had so far with the variety of winners and everything else that we have, Mark, this has been one of the more competitive years that we've seen so far for the Xfinity Series.
Cole Custer is on top, but he hasn't won yet. In the last 11 races, 10 top 10 finishes. He's been red hot, but hasn't found a way to victory lane. The next four drivers in line, Austin Hill, Chandler Smith, only 18 points back. Minus 23 is Justin Allgaier. Minus 73 is Jesse Love. All four of those drivers have gone to victory lane. Mention Justin Allgaier. Talk about red hot. Talk about red hot. There it is.
He has been red hot. He has either been in victory lane or contention to be in victory lane in about the last month and a half here on the schedule. Mark, last week had a very fast car. Obviously, Shane Van Gisbergen had a little bit of a faster car at Portland, but for Justin Allgaier, who is going to start here in the top five, top six today, he's got another fast race car.
No doubt about it. Last seven races, top five four times with a win at Darlington, that runner-up at Portland, as you just spoke about, and he's captured six consecutive stages, sweeping at Darlington, Charlotte, and Portland, and he's won 10 of the last 13 stages as well. I think the other top storyline is, again, where we left off last week, as you talked about, SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, the New Zealand driver, won last week. And I was looking forward to that race because I thought, okay, first time head-to-head, A.J. Allmendinger, one of the best on the road courses, up against SVG. Sam Mayer, who's a great road racer as well. Justin Allgaier led the most laps, didn't get the win. But Allmendinger last week, he crashed in practice, got in a backup, drove all the way, but he spent the whole race just trying to get back up front. Today, all those guys that we would consider the road race specialists or the guys who have won already on the Xfinity Series are starting up front, so it should be a heck of a battle.
It should be. Shane Van Gisbergen this year has been in school all year long, and whether it's an oval like Charlotte, next week Iowa, the week after that New Hampshire Motor Speedway, Shane Van Gisbergen is going to school. Last week at Portland, today at Sonoma Raceway, Shane Van Gisbergen is taking them to school. I can promise you they're going to try and do as much learning off of him on a road course as he does off of them on an oval.
He can certainly get the job done turning left and right, no doubt about it. All right, now it's time for the Progressive Keys to Victory, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life insurance, electronic device, and pet health insurance as well. So, Progressive Keys to Victory, what do you got?
Having the right strategy. You talk about Justin Allgaier winning all the stages. One thing we know, that in the Xfinity Series under stage racing, there has not been a single driver sweep all three. They're going to have to sacrifice somewhere. Having the right strategy that puts you in the position at the end of the race is going to be one of the major keys, because you cannot afford to sacrifice track position here today.
My key is not stepping over the line. We heard from Michael McDowell in the media center earlier today. We had just a handful of cautions in the Xfinity and Cup races last year. We had only two in this race. I think we'll have more of that today, because he said the track's been repaved. He said we used to ride around here about 80% just trying to save the tires. Now he said you're charging 100%. that means that you're right there on the ragged edge all the time, and sometimes you're going to step over the line. So I think you have to stay out of trouble. You have to stay on the racetrack. You don't want to be kicking up dirt with the increased speeds from this newly repaved track as well. So those are our progressive keys to victory lane. Back with more from Sonoma Raceway right after this.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute the heroes of old, and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race. NASCAR Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. Get a weekend package and see Dale Jr. race on Friday. There's no place like Bristol. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, is inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. Join NASCAR legend Michael Waltrip in the Fan Zone this Sunday right here at Sonoma, where you can enjoy a free coffee, check out some awesome vehicles, and have a chance to win a VIP ticket upgrade and the grand prize, a ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. From Sonoma, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway for today's Zip Buy Now, Pay Later 250 NASCAR Xfinity Series race. And now it's time to meet the other voices you're going to hear on our broadcast today with our State Water Heaters View from the Turns. The View from the Turns is brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Mark Garrow and myself have a bird's eye view of what I guess you would call the front straightaway, where the start-finish line is here at Sonoma Raceway. Once the cars cross the start-finish line, well, they start to go uphill. A lot of elevation changes here at Sonoma. It is a easy left-hand corner, but when they go uphill and underneath the Toyota Bridge, it becomes a whole lot more difficult from there. That's where they go into the view of Atlanta's Doug Turnbull.
Uphill means slow, right? No. Throttle all the way down as they climb over 100 feet into a blind, almost off-camber right-hander in turn number two. Now, if drivers carry too much speed, it could throw them too wide, but they do want to exit wide at the corner and then come down and flatten out a little bit and get into turn number three, where they're going to brake hard really briefly, get briefly back on the gas as they turn to the left, and then get that car pointed straight for turn 3A, where they'll also get that car try to exit it just as straight as possible up a hill onto the flat again. As you exit it, you're blind and down a hill, hard on the throttle, and into a very action-packed corner turn four, where Salisbury, North Carolina president of Performance Racing Network, Doug Rice, takes it over.
Thanks a lot, Doug Turnbull. Of course, when they hit turn four, they are carrying a ton of speed on that turn as they fly in there hard. They'll come over the rumble strip, then they'll come back, try to stay off that wall like Kyle Larson got into it in Cup qualifying earlier today. It's only a 950-foot run from turn four to turn seven. Two hard right-hand turns. Turn seven is an off-camber, almost like a roundabout turn. Then they'll head
slid down the hill into the S's, turn 8, and then 8A, then back into the sight of Brad Gilley and Mark Garrow.
Those S's, a left-right-left combination. You kind of mogul your way down through there like you're a skier going between gates. That makes you come downhill gradually into 10, a left-hander, and then we move over to Rob Albright.
Now, turn number 10 looks innocuous enough. It's a right-hand bend at the bottom of the racetrack. When I say the bottom, 15 stories lower in elevation than the top of the racetrack at turn number 3. I say innocuous, but it can jump up and bite you in the keister if you're not careful. You overcook turn 10, get the left side tires into the dirt, you can end up in the tire wall. But if you make it, then you're going to encounter about a 900-foot short straightaway with a bit of a dip in the middle. That's where you start to downshift from 4th to 3rd to 2nd and set up for turn number 11. Looks a little different than in years past. No tire barrier as it was in the past. Today we've got concrete jersey barriers all the way from the entrance to the exit of turn number 11. Very flat, like a dining room table. And once you charge off turn number 11, it looks a little wider than it used to look with the tire barriers, because I watched practice. I watched guys come all the way out to the outside wall for yet another short straight before encountering a gentle bend into turn 12. And you guys.
And that would be the final corner. That gentle bend is to the left. And once they make it, they are looking straight at the start finish line, and well, if you're the lucky one here today, the checkered flag.
79 laps make up this race today. The Zip 250, stage 1, lap 20. Stage 2 is 25 laps long. We'll end at lap 45, and then 34 laps to lap 79 that make up the full distance today, just under 157 miles here at Sonoma Raceway.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, C-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want C-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with C-Max.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eliminate carbon and varnish deposits with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up. A clean fuel system can increase performance and fuel economy. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for just $9 and get 2x O Rewards points. In-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why wait until the race is over to do a victory lap? This is Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, it's all about how you celebrate. NASCAR fans, start your engines at visitlasvegas.com. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. We are less than 2 minutes away from opening ceremonies for today's Zip 250 NASCAR Xfinity Series race, which will be started from the pole by Shane Van Gisbergen. Ty Gibbs will join him on the outside.